Good afternoon. You're listening to Israel 18 News. Here's what's happening right now. At this hour, skies over Tel Aviv are clear, with a gentle breeze, while Jerusalem enjoys a sunny day. In Haifa, it's pleasantly warm, making it a perfect day to be outside. Meanwhile, in Eilat, temperatures are climbing, offering a true taste of summer. Here are today's headlines. First, blue and white leader Benny Gantz spoke out today against a ceasefire in Lebanon, cautioning that Iran could use it to shield Beirut. This report comes from Walla. Also, massive explosions shook a Hezbollah stronghold earlier this hour. Israeli forces destroyed 70 infrastructure targets in 1 minute during intense operations. Israel Hayom reports on this development. Also this hour, Prime Minister Netanyahu announced plans to expand the Lebanon buffer zone as Hezbollah continues its strikes. This update is from the Jerusalem Post. Separately, Senator Marco Rubio will host Israeli and Lebanese ambassadors for talks amid ongoing fighting. AXEOS provides this insight. And finally, Israel's ground invasion in southern Lebanon continues, adding to the complexity of the regional conflict. Here's what people are saying online. Netanyahu, according to journalist Noga Tarnopolsky, emphasized earlier this week that there is no ceasefire in Lebanon. OSINT613, an open-source intelligence analyst, shared that Israeli warplanes struck the Qassimiyah Bridge in southern Lebanon with multiple airstrikes. Michael Dixon, an Israeli activist, highlighted the differing targets of Hezbollah and Israel, pointing out that Hezbollah aims at civilians while Israel targets Hezbollah. Now for more on those stories. Starting with the situation in Lebanon, Benny Gantz's warning against a ceasefire underscores concerns over Iran's influence in the region. Walla reports that Gantz fears a pause in fighting could embolden Tehran, making the situation more precarious for Israel. Turning to the massive explosions reported by Israel Hayom, they occurred as Israeli commandos and the Yahalom unit intensified operations in Bint Jabel. The destruction of 70 targets in 1 minute marks a significant military action aiming to weaken Hezbollah's capabilities. Meanwhile, Prime Minister Netanyahu's decision to expand the buffer zone is a strategic move aimed at protecting Israel's Druze population. According to the Jerusalem Post, this expansion is intended to provide better support to Israel's allies in Lebanon. In a related development, AXEOS reports that Senator Rubio's planned talks with Israeli and Lebanese ambassadors come at a crucial time. These discussions could influence diplomatic efforts to de-escalate the conflict, offering a possible path to peace. Turning to business and markets. First, the dollar's value continues to drop, now below the 3 shekel mark for the first time in 31 years. Investment expert Tamir Mendovsky warns that this decline affects more than just tourism. This analysis comes from Mariv Business. Separately, Neta Rejerdan takes on a new role as VP of Product at AI security startup Novi. Her experience from Medigate and Clarity positions her well for this challenge. CTech provides these details. And finally, the shekel's strength is impacting Israelis investing in the US. While gains on Wall Street are offset, the question remains whether the shekel will continue to appreciate. Globes reports on this financial trend. That's your Israel 18 News update for the afternoon. We'll be back with more at 2 p.m. Stay informed. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.